next play, everybody, you know, doing a little something, bending a little line like you're playing. Everybody got a little something to do to him. And he don't never quit going. When he get out young, the last man take the hide off him.
The last thing they do is take the hide off.
Last man you see in this ring here take the hide off.
Yeah.
Well, you don't see him no more. He's going on around somewhere else. And they're going to take his interest out of him and, you know, and cut him up, you know, and then go on to the cooler.
I guess it's necessary. I know it is. It's like hunting. I just can't stand the thought of killing, you know, like a deer. They keep telling me they've got to have hunting season so the things will starve. You've got to, you know, keep it thinned out.
Oh, yeah.
And I realize that, but it just seems, you know, not having been used to it, I'm sure that's the problem with me. When you go to kill a chicken, how do you kill a chicken?
Well, with some small chicken, just take and wring the head off, and not that, just take it to a family and lay him head full, then take a chicken, chop his head off. Throw him in something, throw him in a bucket or tub or something, where he can't get dirtied up.
Don't they still throw themselves around a lot after their heads are gone?
No, they flutter around in the sea, put him in something so he can't get. Sometimes go pull me that car down with his head off, hop it up and get all dirtied up and then make it
happen. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I want to ask you this question. You ever eaten a beef?
Beef? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sure.
You don't have no eye.
That didn't bother me at all.
You don't have no eye.
Well, you know, kind of a general, I know that it was once a steer, you know, and I don't really know what they do to age it. I've heard of aged beef, you know, and I don't really know what that means.
All right, it might be killing, say, well, we killed him last month, April. He put him in the cooler.
Uh-huh.
He still may stay in there till August before he come out. Then he'd be aged, you know. He'd be about 3 months or 4 years age on him.
They don't do anything to it, treat it or anything to make it age?
No, just hang it up and let it stay in there, you know, in that cooler.
I see.
And then when it come out, and that's called aged beef, when it come out, and then they cut it up, you know, go to the mark, and then be cut up, be sold out, people eat it.
Okay. I just don't know. I think it would be a good thing for me sometime to go and see what goes on in a slaughterhouse or packing house. They're the same thing, aren't they? Slaughterhouse and packing house.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay.
They have any around Jackson? Not that I'm going to go right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Do they?
Yes. They kill hogs and cows. All that up at Jackson. Packing out. Packing come.
Do you sell any of your animals?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you keep any of it? Do you kill any of it and use it yourself?
Well, I don't like to butcher, but I had a fella who's dead now and used to butcher for me. I'd kill a yellow, you know. Cut him up, hang him up overnight when it's cold. And why you cut him up, swim up the next day, and put him in deep freeze.
I see.
Well, my used to raise chickens that way. We used to kill them, you know, and put them in the freeze.
If you live where you have your own beef, I think that's a good thing, your own meat. In our area, you don't save all that much. Because you can buy a whole side. My husband's so funny about the cuts that he wants to eat, though, that a lot of it I wouldn't use. You know, he doesn't like short ribs, he doesn't like round steak, he doesn't like chuck roast. Now, he gets it, but he doesn't really care for it that much. It really wouldn't help us that much in our family. You got a big family now too, I think that makes a difference.
Oh.
But our little one, we have.
Oh, you can buy yours, that's right.
We have
so you can cut you won't.
Yeah, it's really cheaper for me to work out. And if I see a sale, to go down and get several of them rather than try to have a freezer and keep it stocked. So many of my friends have had problems with freezers, the plugs getting pulled out. You know, maybe the children will trip over the cord or something, and that's a mess.
You could tell when it's on.
Well, they'll have theirs in our my group of people, my friends. They have them down in the basement, say. They don't notice it for maybe a week. Maybe they go down there and they don't even look, you know, and something's happened that, you know, they don't realize. And our power goes off a lot. Does the power go off very much?
Yes, ma'am. Everybody on the phone trying to get the main store, their power, got them bucks.